It's just about you believing in yourself. And the more you practice believing in yourself, and the more you actually practice just raising your hand, even when you're shaking and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm on this random podcast now. Awesome.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. I am so excited to be celebrating Annette today. Hello, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So be here.
We're Thank here you. At the Emerald in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's the most inspiring event on how to podcast,
it really
right?
It really is.
And you are in tech.
I'm not in tech. I said that I've built a website before, and so I raised my hand. And
you are allowed. We all have to start somewhere.
Yes. So, Annette, I built my own website before, and I'm not considered in tech. I know that, but I raised my hand anyway.
Hey, you built a website. Do you know how many people can build a website? Not everybody. It means that you are on the path in tech. So, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Perfect. So, my name is Annette De La Rosa, and I'm actually a personal development coach, and I'm a founder of an event here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I actually started it here at the Emerald where we are standing right now, and that's called the Manifest Event, and it's a vision boarding event for women. And I'm also a women's empowerment coach, and I have a program called Design Your Life, which essentially helps women find their passion and implement it with strategic steps to actually take action on their goals and get out of their own way.
And this is a micro episode to celebrate you, and you said you built a website. Did you build the website for this event? So what did you build the website for?
I've built my very first website, which I started with a blog back in, I would say, 2010. And it was called Life is Fit. And that was when I was in fitness and I was getting into the whole fitness world. And it was really a fitness inspiration and travel blog. And I've evolved a lot since then. That was, what, 9 years ago?
And you downplayed even building a website. Everybody in this room, how many people have built a website before? Raise your hand. How many people would be completely freaked out if they had to build a website on their own? Raise your hand. So for everybody in the room that has no idea how to build a website or how you built yours, how did you go about doing it?
Oh, man, I'm trying to remember, actually, because now I don't do any of that stuff. I just kind of hire it out. But I actually, to start that one, I believe it was on WordPress. So I remember downloading a theme, I guess that's what it's called. Right. And I thought it was pretty simple, and I actually got really into it. Once you just Google, it's the University of Google. Just Google it all and you download a theme. It is. It really is the University of Google. And I remember just kind of actually getting into it and following the steps that I was reading online. And then now I actually have a website called Kajabi, and I did get help with that, but it's very easy to get in on the back end and upload your own blog or fix your website if you need to, instead of just having to hire that out for every little thing that you want to fix.
And I think Kajabi is great as well. It's a great way to build out an educational platform where essentially you have somebody building stuff for you. But what I want to stay focused on actually is you manifested yourself being here right now. And your whole company is about manifesting. So Annette had an opportunity to be on the Women in Tech podcast, which is a globally received show, top of the charts. All she had to do was raise her hand. But sometimes we're afraid to raise our hand because we feel like I'm not good enough to be on the show. What made you get over that, raise your hand anyway, and be on the show right now?
Oh, I love that question, because I actually really, that's what I help women with. And I really believe that we all have a lot of the same things come up. And one of the main ones, I think Kayla Kraft mentioned this, is the not enough. And everyone has this story. in their minds that comes up whenever they want to do something. They're like, oh no, but I'm not ready. I don't have enough certifications. I don't have a PhD. Like, you come up with all these excuses when in reality, nobody cares about that stuff. And it's just about you believing in yourself. And the more you practice believing in yourself and the more you actually practice just raising your hand, even when you're shaking and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm on this random podcast now. Awesome. You know, like, not a random podcast. No, I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that as a compliment.
I take it as a compliment.
You know, it proves more and more you prove to yourself that you will be scared. You probably don't ever get over being a little bit nervous. I don't think you really do, but you just learn to do it anyway. And you just learn to just take the step, say yes, and then, you know, figure it out later. That's what I really teach people to do. And that's what I'm doing right now.
The only obstacle in our way is ourselves.
100%.
And if you didn't raise your hand, you wouldn't have been on the Women in Tech podcast right now, right?
Exactly. You have to just raise your hand, ladies. That's, I guess, the message here is just whatever you want, raise your freaking hand. Can we say that on the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say the other F-bomb, but, you know, I kept it classy. So, yeah, you really have to just raise your hand and just go for it. And that goes with everything in your life. I really am a big believer in manifesting, and I do believe that that starts, your vibration is everything. So you guys were saying that, you know, people can pick that up on air. And even if you're nervous, like, people can pick up, I'm nervous right now, and I don't mind admitting that. But I say it because it does make you more relatable, makes people realize that nobody's perfect. You're always going to be nervous. You have to just own it, girl.
And also,
everybody has so much.
And like, also, take note, does she even seem nervous? No. But she feels nervous, and I believe her because I feel that too a lot of times. She feels nervous on the inside, but she did it anyway.
Yes.
This has been a micro episode of the Women in Tech podcast. Remember to share the message, the love, at Women in Tech Show on all social, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and connect with Women in Tech around the world by going to the Women in Tech Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. Annette, thank you so much for being on the episode. How can people connect with you further?
Thank you so much. I just want to acknowledge you though, because when we first got here and when we were first speaking, I just loved your energy and you really bring that forth in your authenticity. So I want to acknowledge you and thank you for having me on. And you can find me on Instagram at Annette DeLaRosa.
Everything, can you spell it
YouTube
for us?
Yes, AnnetteDeLaRosa. And across YouTube, Instagram. I don't really do the Facebook thing. I find Facebook a little boring, but I mainly hang out on Instagram.
So. And our amazing
to be podcast.
Yay! And our amazing teammate Carl will include that in the show notes. So be sure to click there to find out more about Annette. I will see you, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Hi, my name is Annette DeLaRosa. I am the founder of Design Your Life and the Manifest event in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm actually located in Phoenix, Arizona, and my company and my event are all focused around helping women really create the lives that they love and step into their passion and take massive action towards living a life of their dreams. And you are listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.